For this next bit of time, you are mine. I'm not going to pretend that you're mine forever, or that you listen to no one else besides me, obey no one else other than me, or any of that. I know how this works. But for the duration of this audio, at least, however long it takes, you are mine. Your body is mine. Your thoughts are mine. Your cock is mine. I'm going to tease you. I'm going to play with you. I'm going to make you hard. I'm going to make you ache. I'm going to make you come. Maybe I'm going to make you come. We'll have to see about that. I'm going to do whatever I want to you. Because while you're listening to this audio, you are mine. I'm guessing you're listening to this now because you want to give up control for a while. Maybe you've been busy at work or in your personal life. It's getting a bit stressful and you just want to turn your mind off and have someone else take charge for once. Maybe you just love the feeling of having someone else in control of you and your pleasure. Whatever it is, you've come to the right place. You've come to the right person. I will take care of you, I promise. Maybe I won't give you everything you want, but I will make you feel so fucking good. I promise you that. And maybe a little frustrated. Maybe. You should be dressed right now. I want you lying on your bed, hands by your sides, legs slightly spread. I hope your cock is getting nice and hard for me already. The anticipation of what I'm going to do to you is already making your cock twitch and dance inside your pants, isn't it? Sometimes it's the anticipation that can be the sexiest part. Your mind racing with all the possibilities. So many possibilities. All the things you can think of that I could do to you. And so much more. Your mind racing with all the possibilities. This is my favorite part. You see, if I really had you, if I were with you, if I was right there, next to you, right now, you'd be naked, you'd be blindfolded, your cock would be rock hard, you'd be dripping with pre-cum, and you wouldn't be able to touch it no matter how hard you tried because your wrists and ankles would be bound to the four corners of your bed. That's why I asked you to keep your pants on, you see? Because it disables your cock. It makes it inaccessible. It locks it up, unable to be touched no matter how badly you want to. Locks it up. More possibilities of what I could do to you if I were really there. Anyway, even though I'm not right there with you, you are mine. For the next few minutes, you are mine. Your mind should be awash with thoughts of me. Thoughts of what I'm going to do to you. Maybe I'm going to let you stroke. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm going to edge you. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I'm going to suck your cock and moan in your ear. Maybe I'm... No, I am going to do that. I am definitely going to suck your cock. How could I resist? But not yet, no? I want you even more worked up. Now, take those jeans off. Strip down to your underwear for me. You've got a nice tight pair on for me, haven't you? If not, go put some on. Good boy. Is that cock straining against the fabric? Is it begging and aching to be let free? Is it dancing and twitching for me? Is pre-cum leaking out the tip and soaking into the fabric yet? Why don't you go check? Go on. Take a finger and rub it along the tip of your cock through the fabric of your underwear. I want you to twirl it around. Can you feel that pre-cum? Keep going. Circle it round your tip. Follow your cock as it twitches and pulses. Rub it gently, just one fingertip. How good does that feel? Now take it off. If your pre-cum wasn't soaking through already, maybe it is by now. Anyway, back to you, tied to my bed and blindfolded. When I have you like this, I'd want to tease you like crazy. I'd need to tease you like crazy. I think I'd start a few feet away from you, just shy of touching you. I think I'd dance, and I know you wouldn't be able to see me, but you would feel the vibrations in the air, the currents of the air shifting with my movements. You'd wonder, am I cupping my breasts? Am I dangling them over your face? Can you smell me? If you could just open your eyes, or if you could just reach out with a hand, would you feel a warm breast filling your hand? Would you feel my ass shaking right above your face? Would you see that I was getting so wet watching you and teasing you? I would just dance slowly, almost touching you, but not quite. Maybe talking to you a little bit like this, telling you what a good boy you are, lying there, blindfolded, tied, unable to touch yourself. Unable to touch me, unable to even see me. All you have is the sound of my voice and the vibrations in the air and your imagination as you think about what I'm going to do to you. I think then I would start with my fingers. I'd trail them all down your body. So lightly, lightly grazing my fingertips across your skin, my nails scratching gently against your chest, your stomach, your thighs. And then, do you know what I do next? I think I would kiss you gently on the lips, and then a little harder, a little deeper, and on your neck, licking, sucking, biting, kissing all down your body, my tongue, my lips, and my mouth, exploring every inch of you, your stomach, your nipples, your thighs, your hips, your cock. Nope, not your cock. Not yet. But you want that, don't you? You want my lips around your cock? How bad do you want my lips around your cock? Do you want my tongue flicking against the tip of your cock? Do you want to feel the back of my throat against the tip of your cock? You do, don't you? I know you do. Get naked. Get that cock out. Don't touch it. Not yet. Good boy. Here's a question. What do you want more? Do you want to hear me suck your cock? Or do you want to stroke it? Think hard about that. I know you want to do both, but which do you want to do more? Your cock is rock hard. I've teased it a lot already. It's begging to be stroked. But you love the sound of me sucking your cock. I know you do. Let's find out which one you want more. Here's what's going to happen. In a few seconds, I'm going to count down from three. And at the end of the countdown, you have a choice. You can choose to leave your headphones on, leave your cock untouched, and listen to me suck your cock. Or you can choose to take those headphones off and stroke your cock as hard and fast as you want, but you'll miss out on hearing me suck your cock. I'm going to suck your cock for 3 minutes, okay? After I count down from three, make a note of the audio time. After those 3 minutes, you can put your headphones back on and take your hands off. But you can change your mind in the middle if you want. You can put your headphones on or take them off as much as you want during the 3 minutes, but you are not allowed to stroke while you've got them on, okay? I'm going to count you down. Remember to take a note of the time. 3, 2, and 1. Which did you choose? Of course, you've still got your headphones on. You can't resist the opportunity to hear me suck your cock, can you? What's your tactic, though? Maybe 1 minute of listening to me sucking you and then 2 minutes of stroking to the memory of it? Sounds like a pretty good plan to me. Anyway, I'd better get to work. Sometimes I like to start fast with a blowjob, and I'll just open my mouth as wide as I can, which is rather wide, and I like to just take it all in and engulf your cock in my mouth all the way to the root. And sometimes I like to tease it a little, and I like to get everything nice and wet, paying extra attention to every single ridge, every contour of your cock, because my mouth wants to learn your cock. It wants to know what your cock likes, what feels good, so that I can make you feel good. And I'm going to make you feel really good. I think this time, starting with my tongue, right at the base of your cock, and licking all the way up to the tip, and then gently sucking the tip into the my mouth. You taste so fucking good. And then I'll just suck you. Do you think I can take you all the way? I love sucking your cock. I know you want to stroke yourself. Why don't you? Just for a few seconds. Why don't you take your headphones off and just stroke for a tiny bit? I love to take the head of your cock and just rub it against my lips. Just rub it against my lips. And then suck it inside. Rub it against my lips. I'll still be here when you come back. I'll always be sucking your cock. Are you still there? Why? Good. I need you to remember a word. That word is cilantro. Remember it. Cilantro. It will come in handy later. I love the feel of you in my mouth. I'll pay special attention to your balls. Do you want me to suck them into my mouth one by one while my hand strokes your cock? Gently sucking. I love having my mouth full of you. I can't decide what I love to have in my mouth more. Your balls. The head of your cock. Your entire cock pressed all the way down into my throat like this. Or just rubbing that head across my lips and maybe all over my face. Sometimes once I get started, it's really hard to stop. But it looks like our 3 minutes are up. Hands off, boys. You now should have your headphones back on and your hands off your cock. How did you get on? Did you decide to stroke your cock much? Did you even listen to any of me sucking your cock? Did you listen to it all? Is your cock still completely untouched? Whatever you chose, I hope you're happy with your choice. Now, back to you, tied to my bed. After I teased you, after I licked you, after I sucked you, what do you think would happen next? Do you think I would just keep going until you came? Of course I wouldn't. I'd tease you a bit more. And my favorite way to do that would be by straddling your face and getting you to lick my soaking wet pussy until I came all over your face. All the while your helpless cock just straining and dancing and still wet with my saliva. And you know what? I think we can mimic that pretty well with our little situation right now. How about if I just started touching myself and moaning in your ear? If I started pleasing myself, if I started moaning and begging right in your ear, if I started telling you how fucking good your tongue feels on my pussy, oh, that cock of yours is helplessly straining and dancing, isn't it? It's not covered in my saliva, sadly, but we can pretend. I'll tell you a secret. I've actually been touching myself this whole time, but I had to be professional, right? And a little distant as I sucked your cock. It wouldn't do to have you know that I was fingering my pussy while I was sucking your cock, would it? But that's part of what I love about sucking your cock. It makes me so wet. It makes me so wet I need a finger like I have now. Fuck. I love grinding my pussy on your face as you're so helplessly tied to your bed. I love how fucking powerful it makes me feel. How you have no choice but to lick and taste me. How your cock just sits there. Oh, fuck. Bolt upright. Twitching. Pulsing. Leaking. The sight of that, alongside the feeling of your tongue on my clit, just drives me wild. This is what I meant by you being mine. Your tongue on my pussy. Your cock helpless. Your pleasure is mine. Your thoughts are mine. Your cock is mine. It doesn't take me long to get to the edge with your tongue licking me like this. Fuck. I'm getting close. I grind into you harder, faster. I lean down and I grab your thighs with my hands, digging my fingers into you as I grind against your tongue. My mouth is just inches from your cock as my hair trails down and teases your hips and thighs. Maybe I'll blow on your cock while you're licking my pussy. You feel my warm breath. Maybe I'll let a little of my drool down onto your cock so it gets even wetter. Fuck yes, keep going. I'm almost there. I'm almost there. Be a good boy. Be a good boy. Be a good boy and make me come. Be a good boy. Make me come on your tongue. Be a good boy. Good. What do you think? Do you think we managed to mimic the feeling of me grinding against you pretty well? Grab your cock. Now, stroke it. I want you to stroke it hard and fast. How badly did you want to stroke it while I was moaning in your ear and coming for you just then? But it feels so good to resist and wait for permission, don't you think? It feels so good to wait for all that anticipation and get yourself so fucking horny and then finally stroke. How does it feel? Good? Are you getting close yet? Have I turned you on? Keep stroking for me, hard and fast. I'm gonna count you down. And maybe I'm gonna make myself come again. That's right. I'm gonna come with you. Two fingers now, hard and fast in my cunt. While you stroke your back cock. While you stroke that cock. 10. Keep stroking. Think about me taking your blindfold off. 9. Straddling you as I slowly remove it. 8. Your eyes blink a couple of times and you see me in front of you. I'm wearing black lace lingerie. 7, perfectly framing my tits, my hair draping down over my breasts. 6, keep stroking hard, fast, just like I'm stroking my pussy right now. 5, what do you think this is a countdown for? 4, did you think it's a countdown for you to come? 3, of course not. Do you really think I'm done with you already? 4, that's right, keep stroking. 4, I want to have a lot more fun with you still. 5, but maybe not with all of you. 6, think back to those 3 minutes when I was sucking your cock. 7, what decision did you make? 6, did you listen to it? 5, did you listen to me sucking your cock? 5, can you remember? Oh, I enjoyed sucking your cock. 5, how about if I jog your memory a little bit? 5, does that sound familiar? 5, or maybe you just couldn't control yourself. 5, maybe you stroked yourself through that whole section. 5, or maybe you just took your headphones off for a few seconds, just to stroke a little bit. 5, maybe you took them off when I told you to. 4, the countdown's nearly over. 3, when the audio isn't, you want to carry on listening. 2, and tell me the password. 2, the password, that's right, I told you what it was earlier. 2, maybe you were too busy stroking your cock to hear it. 1, tell me the password, now, out loud. 0. Did you say cilantro? Good. And then you can carry on listening. Did you not say cilantro? Ah, that's too bad. I think our playtime is over, then. Take your hand off. You're not mine anymore. You're free to go and stroke yourself to some other girl if you want. Or you could wait 24 hours and come back tomorrow and be mine again. Maybe next time you'll pay more attention. Whatever you choose. It's time to turn this off now. Bye. Now you, good boy. Such good self-control to keep those headphones on and listen to the password. You're gonna get to come, okay? I'm not gonna tease you with the threat of denial anymore. You've gotten this far. You get to come. But not just yet. I'm not quite done with you yet. You're still stroking, aren't you? Good, because I haven't told you to stop. The last time we checked in on you on the bed, I was just untying your blindfold. I would continue. I would untie your wrists and your ankles. I'd unbind you so that you were totally free. You were free to do whatever you wanted. You could grab me by the hips and fuck me hard and fast right there and then. You could grab me by the throat and fuck my mouth until you came deep inside my throat. You could flip me over and fuck me while you push my head into the pillow. You could do any of those things, but you wouldn't. Because those ties weren't in control of you. I'm in control of you. And it doesn't matter if you're tied up or not. You do what I say. because you know that when you do what I say, you experience pleasure like no other. So here's what I tell you to do. I tell you to get on your elbows and knees for me. Go on. Do it. Have your cock just dangling down on your elbows and knees. Spread your knees out a little because I'm going to lie on my back and slide myself between them. Keep stroking. I'd slide myself between your knees and I'd wrap my lips around your dangling cock. I'd take you into my mouth. I know what you want, and I'd give it to you. You want to come deep in my mouth. You want me to suck your cock dry. You want me to milk you with my mouth and my throat and my tongue and my lips. You're such a good boy. You deserve it. You're getting close, aren't you? Are you just about ready to come? I'll count you down, and I promise at the end of this countdown, you'll get to come. I fucking love teasing you like this. 9. And the payoff is always worth it. 8. Getting you so worked up, teasing you so much, edging you so much. 7. I just can't get enough of it. I like making you work for it, but I love making you come. 6. That time is nearly here. 5. Are you ready to come for me? 4. Get right to the edge, 2. I want it. Please, fuck. 1. Come for me. Come in me, fuck, fuck, come in me. Because I love the taste of you exploding my mouth. Let me suck out every last drop of that cum. Let me milk you dry. Fuck, you taste so fucking good. Have you enjoyed being mine for a little while? Have you enjoyed being under my control? I know that I've enjoyed having you under my control. I told you I'd make you feel fucking amazing. I hope I've kept my promise. But now you're free for now. Let's do this again sometime.